The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Well, hello and welcome to Spirituality 101. It is Friday. It is that wind-down period when we begin to turn our attention away from the work week and turn our attention to doing those things that we enjoy and those things that support and nurture us. So welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you who are my regulars, today we have a panel session, and I'm quite looking forward to it, and I want to extend welcome. To those of you who may be listening to my voice for the very first time, I want to extend a very warm welcome to Spirituality 101. I hope that you will gain some new perspectives in being with us today, and I hope that perhaps we can answer a couple of those questions that you may be carrying with you that are unanswered. Here at Spirituality 101, we are here to support and to nourish your growth. We are here to encourage and to guide your spiritual process. We are here to put you in touch with rising networks all around us that will help us to grow spiritually. We are here because we care. But most importantly, I always like to remind my listeners that at Spirituality 101, we are not at all hung up on the path that you may have chosen for your spiritual growth, because we have come to know that all paths lead home. So, welcome. Today's session has been titled The Evolutionary Shift, Countdown, and Insights. And so today we want to bring you some highlights and insights from this evolutionary shifting that is taking place all around us. And so we have invited two students from Spirituality 101. I have been on the air 3 years, and they are many, many students who are following very assiduously, and there are many who have been with me for the entire 3 years. So I've invited two students, Cynthia Hawkins, who is a retired teacher, school teacher, and Carol Binta Nadim, who is herself a therapist and counselor in the field of, and has worked for many, many years in the field of social work. And today we want to talk about some of the highlights of this evolutionary times in which we live, and perhaps the ways in which we are experiencing it, and perhaps what we've learned from it, and certainly how we are coping or how we're adjusting that everyday spiritual pathway upon which we walk so that we can better cope with the changes that are moving very quickly towards us. I want to give... I've titled this Evolutionary Shift, and I know for my regular students they kind of understand what I mean by that, but I may just have some newbies who may not be as familiar. And so I want to take David Hoole's, he was an author of the book The Shift Age, and he has a quotation here that I think aptly fits where we're going today. And he said, We're already in the shift age. However, the perception and acceptance of a new age in the general population always lags behind the true beginning of that age. And that was David Hulse. Marshall McLuhan, however, said, the new year 2013 will pull an ever-increasing number of people into the present acceptance of the change that a new age initiates. So when we're talking about evolutionary shifting, we are talking about the fact that 2012 represents a new dawn for Mother Earth by way of the shifting polarities, which brings a new beginning for humankind. Also want to put into this reminder, this has now become a very famous quotation. It's the end of a 26,000-year cycle for Earth. Other civilizations have perished. Are we ready to make a difference? And to that, I would like to seriously believe that we are. So, let's go to our two students, Spirituality 101 students, and we'll begin with Cynthia Hawkins. Cynthia Hawkins is a retired school teacher. She has been a student of Spirituality 101 from its inception. She's also walked with the Reprogram Your Life process, which is something that I teach and I facilitate in the community for many, many years. Want to welcome you, Cynthia, to the show.
Yes. How are you, Norma, Reverend Norma? Elton?
I am fine.
Yes.
And you?
I'm excited, and I smile because I wrote down the quote, 2012 will take us to the end of a 26,000-year repeating cycle of Earth. I wrote it down because you brought it forth way back in 2009. And maybe student and a follower, prior to you coming online, I'm humbled, I'm honored, and I'm blessed beyond words, because committing oneself to a spiritual path takes courage. Yeah, it takes courage, and you gotta stay the course no matter what the challenge is. And Spirituality 101, being online, has really, it's just been very, very helpful, I'm sure, to your listeners, but I know to myself. I was waiting for it to come online. I mean, thoroughly enjoy being in circle, but the wealth of information, I went back and took a kind of cursory review prior to this moment in time, and I was like, wow, the information. We were prepared. But it's, as you mentioned, the quotes that you opened up today's show with, we do lag behind. But 2013, I feel it, is going to bring us all where we need to be, whether we like it or not.
So tell me, can you give me one? Give me, I know there's several. There are probably several things you can tell me about being a student with Spirituality 101, but I'd like you to kind of identify one. One thing that you have learned that you probably were not aware of, because, you know, all we're doing is reminding ourselves all of the time. What's one thing you've been reminded of, one thing that you have come to know that you know that you know since you have been studying with us on Spirituality 101?
One thing that I know that I know that I know, that you have to be in the present moment. I've been reminded, though, that there is a God. I'm just going to say it like that. Reminded, I was brought up with God. I went to church as a kid and those kinds of things. But that there is a force greater than myself. And that I didn't create myself, but Yeah, uh-huh. That there's a force. But being in the present moment of now. And then in a real practical sense, just honoring nature, honoring my fellow person, being a respecter of people. I know you said just one, but just honoring my humanity and my divinity.
Spirituality. So you became more aware of that as a result of walking the course.
Yes, walking the course. And having the experience also of being with Reprogram Your Life and Light and Living, the first had mentioned the word light, the concept of light, and light being the steward of creation, and creation being you and I. And
pretty powerful.
Pretty
powerful. You humble me. I'm humbled.
Yes, the concept.
I am humbled.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to give you a line here, and it's a line that is out of a book that I'm presently writing. And it says, 21st century living demands change.
Mm-hmm.
When I say that to you, what springs to your mind?
Really, for Cynthia, though, it demands that we be who we are. If you're an adult, hopefully you can come into adulthood, walk as an adult, be responsible, use the experiences of life to help you navigate, negotiate the different things. We're definitely all aware of the earth changes and the different things that are going on in our daily lives, but it demands that I'll even step back and say there's a book called, an old book called All That I Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Learn how to share, how to be polite.
I remember that.
Yes. Have manners,
that.
Help each other. I guess many would think that it's rocket science that we're moving into the 21st century. You got all this technology and all this. It's wonderful. I love the conveniences. I have a cell phone, all that. But the real 21st century demand that we step into our humanity. We step into
and be courteous.
Yes, be courteous.
And isn't it amazing, as evolutionary as it may sound, that we're leaping into a new age? What you're saying to me is you're backing us back into recognizing that it all begins with everything that we ever learned in kindergarten is even more vitally important today than it was in the old age.
Yes. It's so, that's Cynthia's, take on it. That it's just very important, and that we continue to honor nature. You know, we take it for granted. I grew up in Richmond, Virginia. I mean, at that time it wasn't quite a city, but it was the capital, still is the capital. But there were trees. I knew how to climb trees. I walked barefoot. I didn't wear shoes often in the summertime. And I kind of took it for granted. There were bluebirds. The cardinal, the state of Virginia, the state bird is the cardinal. It wasn't that you would spot one, you would see them. And you and squirrels and so forth. And it was just, believe it or not, I guess a little bit of heaven on earth, and we kind of took it for granted. So to honor nature.
Go back, to return to a recognition that nature is still the master teacher of all life.
And I think we've gotten outside of ourselves. You know, we so many externals. You know, we like our. And again, I say this opportunity to be online right now is afforded by the updated technology. But at the same time, we
have to step back a few steps and get back to the basics. I see they're queuing us out, believe it or not, for the very first break. How time flies when we're having fun.
Yes.
You who are listening to my voice, please don't go away. We will be right back. We have a lot more to share with you within the next hour. This is Spirituality 101, and we will be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are exploring the evolutionary shift, and we are gaining insights from Spirituality 101 students who have been walking with us since the beginning of this show 3 years ago. And so we are attempting to get insights from them as to how this whole 2012 shifting has been affecting them, and asking them to share some ideas and some ideals and perhaps some gems from their own journey that is allowing them to stay centered in the middle of all of this change. And I have Cynthia Hawkins on the line. Cynthia.
Yes.
I'd like to take you back to something you said. It is very, 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 very important in these times. And that was the ability to kind of be in nature. Tell me, how strongly is that affecting your everyday life? Put that into context for me in your everyday life.
Okay. Well, I'm more recently retired, and I'm very honored that I don't have to go out to work every day. I'll be on a strict schedule. So I had the opportunity to, I'm following the sun. And I happen to live in a kind of a quiet neighborhood, and there are in the back of me, the neighborhood is trees, and the sun, it's the east side, and I see the rising of the sun. And I've made it my business on a daily basis to follow it when the sun is there. And even when it's not there, I make sure that I go outside.
I'm hearing that you are following in the rhythm of nature.
Of nature,
is
yes.
that helping you to stay grounded in these challenging times?
Most definitely. And I wanted to speak just a little bit about, yes, the fact that, when I said it takes courage to be on a spiritual path, but courage doesn't mean that you're not afraid, but you have this inner knowingness once you tune into the rhythm of nature and devotion to God and so forth. The fear goes away. And
the fear goes away. In other words, as you engage the universal rhythm, we've talked a lot in Spirituality 101 about the many, many ways in which you can engage the rhythm. And the whole goal I've been trying to teach is that there is a natural universal rhythm. And when we align ourselves in our own rhythm to that rhythm, then we begin to... We're in the flow, and the flow can then help us to stay grounded. And so what I'm hearing is that you've kind of like
stepped into that in your daily life. The whole notion of following the sun is a very profound one.
Go off topic, but you know, we just had the big superstorm and Sandy and all of that, but it was a full moon, and to be in tune to the rising of the tides, the going out and the coming in of the tides. And I've been a follower of the moon, and right now we're moving into, you know, first quarter moon, and it's so beautiful. I mean, it just gives you a kind of a sense of peace.
So what I'm hearing is,
of a storm,
out of all of your studies, you have really taken that piece about getting into the universal rhythm and kind of like found ways in your own everyday routine to kind of like slip that into place. I see that Carol, our second student, is also on the line. So I'll take the opportunity to welcome Carol in. Carol?
Welcome,
Spirituality 101, and how are you?
I am elated. At the very present moment.
Well, first of all, the first question, because I've already introduced you, the first question I'd like to ask you is to give me a comment on how Spirituality 101 is affecting your life, if it is at all, because I know you've been a long-term student. What are you learning, and can you identify one thing that stands out that you have been, you have remembered? Because I believe it's not a learning process so much as a remembering process. So what's the one thing that spirituality has helped you to remember?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of things, but the one thing is to listen and be mindful. And to my favorite quote of yours, Reverend Norma, is pay attention, pay attention, pay attention.
Pay attention. Or as my granddaughter would say, Grandma, there's always a lot going on.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
In this paying attention, what are you discovering?
I'm discovering that you actually will be given the things that you need to be actively engaged in your life at levels that you didn't know you could be, just simply by paying attention and following the cues. In other words, it helps me to realize that, another quote of yours, all is well and God is in charge. I just finished experiencing the birth of my third granddaughter.
Congratulations!
Yes. On November the 6th. So we had double celebrations that day. And when I walked into the labor room, the first thing I said was, all is well, God is in charge.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my daughter was her first birth, this particular daughter, and she had a bit of anxiety about that.
Uh-huh.
And it just turned out so beautiful. I must admit, I had a little anxiety about it, too, because of her anxiety about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was worried about that she was worried. And I just remembered, all is well, God is in charge, pay attention, stay in the moment. And
I
passed that on to my children. And because of that, she was able to move in the direction of the hospital exactly at the right time.
Uh-huh.
She listened to her body, you know. It's like, pay attention. Not only pay attention to what's going on outside, but more importantly, pay attention to what's going on inside.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So you are a brand new grandma.
Yes, I am.
A blessing. What an amazing blessing. Give me a response to this statement. 21st century living demands change. When I say that to you, what springs to your mind?
Say it again. 21st century living has changed.
21st century living demands change.
Oh, well, you know, that's a very important statement for me, because I have an 89-year-old mother.
Yeah.
So she amazes me because the 21st century has brought to her experience things that were not imaginable in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And yet
mm-hmm.
they have happened. So I enjoy reflecting on the changes for the 21st century, not only for myself, but through her eyes as a person who has lived for 8 decades.
Wow.
So,
you're getting
yeah.
a wonderful opportunity of looking through the eyes of someone who's got so much more experience
exactly.
about life than you have.
And the changes that really, for me, are a part of the 21st century is really the need to live in the moment.
Oh, that's dear. You know, Cynthia said the same thing. Cynthia said the same thing, the need to live in the moment. Is that
yes.
difficult to do?
Yes.
Yes.
That is the biggest change because, you know, the time is actually moving faster. And
yes.
you can't keep up with it. So it doesn't, you don't have to try. In other words,
uh-huh.
relax, relate, and recover from all the stuff that's going on is what I
say. Say that again. Relax.
Relax, relate.
Relate.
And recover.
And recover from all that is going on around you. Because, of course, you know, we have volumes of light pouring onto the planet. And that light, being the store of creation, has the ability to clear the dross and clear the path. One of the things that I'm discovering is that I find myself, I find that I have little vignettes from my past keep popping up into my mind when I'm like in that quiet moment. But
yeah.
as when they pop up, it's perfectly natural. I'm not concerned about it, and I'm really, really surprised that all the emotions that were tied around that situation are no longer there. It's like the computer is saying to me, it's okay, you can release this one, you can release this one, because the light that has come in has cleared all the emotion and the baggage that has been sitting around it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It makes a lot of sense. That's part of what recover to me is. It's you know, there's a word called resentment.
Yes.
And for me, resentment simply means re-feeling old feelings, re-sentiment.
Ooh, thank you. Say that again. Resentment simply means?
Re-feeling old feelings.
Old feelings. And what I'm finding is that because I am so aware of the volume of light coming in, because I tend to open my meditation sessions not to say to the universe, this is what I want, but just to be absolutely quiet and open. It's like the universe is popping these things up to me and going, okay, the resentment, the energy, the whatever has gone. And it's just a marvelous, marvelous place to be. Absolutely marvelous place to be. Well, you know, it's time flies so quickly when we're having fun. And they are already indicating to me that we are coming up to a break. So what I want to do for both of you, Cynthia.
Yes.
And Carol, I want you to think while we are at the break of one aspect of your daily practice. One, or perhaps two, of your daily practice that is helping you to stay centered in the middle of all of this change. And as you think about that, I want to ask my listeners, does life seem to be getting increasingly more challenging in these times? Are you feeling a mysterious sense of urgency like I do? And I'm not quite sure what it is I'm supposed to be so urgent about, this sense of urgency. Because if you do, when we come back, we are going to talk about, or we're going to listen to the experiences of my two guests on the show on how they are dealing with the anxiety of the times we live in, and how perhaps they have shifted their practices added or taken away from the daily practice to help them cope better with that. And as we come back, ladies, we're going to ask you to share something from your daily practice and how that daily practice has changed given the times that we live in today. Don't go away. We will be right back with more of Spirituality 101.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are talking to Carol and Cynthia on this concept of the evolutionary shift and insights as to how we can adjust, make those adjustments so we can benefit 100% from the phenomenal levels of light coming onto the planet. Carol.
Yes.
I want to ask you to share with my listeners the name of your newborn granddaughter.
Oh, yes. Her name is Sasha Elizabeth.
Ooh, Sasha Elizabeth. Beautiful name. What's the meaning of Sasha?
Sasha is originating, it's a Russian origin, and it's meaning protector of mankind.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, will you please pass our congratulations to your daughter and let her know that we send her daughter blessings and much, much light.
I will.
She can be the standard bearer she needs to be for all
yes.
mankind. Ladies, share with me, if you will, share with my listeners. We're all, when we step onto spiritual path, we, of course, pick up certain spiritual practices, and if you're anything like me, we mix and match as the growth extended. When I first started, I started off with walking in nature. From walking, I discovered that breath work, I became very aware of my breath, and so I added breath work. And then I began to realize that I needed to flush the body, and so I added water. And so as I went along, the kind of practices got put in place, and then I found that at certain times, I guess when my growth was at a certain level, I needed to fall back on one or two practices more, and sometimes I felt comfortable with dropping a practice. That's been for me. What has it been for you? And let's start first with Cynthia.
Yes. For me, it's been waking up in the morning, before I even get out of the bed, say the Lord's Prayer, do a few stretches, and then I read my daily devotion, and I do a meditation, and then I try to head outside. I'm also aware of what I put in my body nutritionally. And I like what you said in terms of you add a practice, you drop a practice. In terms of walking, I was walking, but for right now I'm recuperating, I'm healing. And so it's more for me to do more sitting, but I try to make sure that I'm outside in nature and the fresh air and so forth. But really the quietness of meditation, I'm really getting back into learning to be still so that I can...
So for you, the practice of sacred stillness is where you are right now.
Yes, yes.
Sacred stillness and being in nature and aware of nature. I also like the idea that you begin the day with an attempt to touch your divinity.
Yes.
Because, you know, some people refer to it as God. Some people refer to it as divinity. Some people refer to it as the creator. Some people refer to it as Al. But it all is the same as the energy that we know that has created this universe. So what I'm hearing is that you begin your day by getting in touch with that energy. And then you are acutely aware of nature, and you're allowing nature to be the master teacher. For me, I try to spend a lot of time in nature, and I listen to nature early in the morning, and what I hear right now are the birds. The birds are speaking to me. There's a lot that we can learn from the habits of birds, and that's kind of like the one that is really, really speaking to me in so many ways, even in terms of being able to anticipate the weather and the changes in the weather.
Yes, the animals will let you know. And I also wanted to say that often people are saying that they're rushed and they're hurried and they got to go to work and they can't, you know, this and that. I would just suggest or recommend, before you even kind of turn over, as soon as you open your eyes, if you could just go into whatever mantra, what will work for you in a silent way, just honor the divinity just before you even get out of the bed.
And enter the sacredness of silence and honor the divinity. How about you, Carol?
Yes, I like everything I've heard. And one of the things that I do currently, the first thing that I do when I wake up in the morning, and I usually wake up about 6 a.m. or so, I usually like to wake up when it's a quiet atmosphere, but the first thing I do is drop down on my knees. I find that getting on my knees is a form of surrender. It's a physical expression to me of letting God be the guide, and I'm on my knees, and the first prayer I say is, please help me to do your will today.
Wonderful.
And, you know, and I need guidance. And I always ask for guidance, because in this really rapid, fast-paced, terribly confusing, you know, energy that we're facing right now, there's a lot of options. There are a lot of things that you can choose to do and not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to know of the choices. And, you know, the reason this is so important to me is I've been doing this walk for a long time, and what I've discovered is all the things I don't know.
And of course, the more you know is the more you discover the amount that you don't know. Isn't that so true?
Yes. So
because
knowing how much I don't
really,
know.
Really, absolutely unending. The amount that we need to learn is unending.
Right. But the more you become aware of the things that you really don't have a clue about, which has to do with life and death. You know, I had an 89-year-old mother. I said that before. I worry about how my responsibility to her. I have children and grandchildren. I worry about my responsibility to them. But I asked God in the beginning of the year, I did a fast, and I said, you know, how can I be of best service to my family? And the answer in my heart that I got was to meditate.
Yes.
I was so surprised. I was like, meditate? Are you sure, God? You know, aren't I supposed to go
inside and remember that the computer, we're walking around a master computer called a brain, and it has the potential to give us the answers to every question. But if we don't take the time to go inside, we're missing the opportunity. So I can understand that directive.
Yeah, like you just said, there's so many options for what we do in any given day. And unless you go into that silence and into that spirit of surrender, where you're asking for guidance, then you can be effective, you can be efficient, and you can be, you know, in your center. You can be centered in the will of God. And the will of God is really the best thing for you. I mean, God has your best interests.
Uh-huh.
So surrendering to that is probably the best thing I could do right now.
How has your practices changed over time, Cynthia? Have you noticed a change in perhaps when you first started spiritual practices and what you may have added, something unique that you have added that you're probably using more? An example of that I would give is that now I find aromatherapy very useful to me in clearing and keeping the senses wide open. Is there anything that you find you have added over the years?
I have a little training in massage therapy, so I do know that getting massages and so forth are very helpful. But really what I was going to say, you say over adding, I've come, because I used to be kind of a busybody, less has become more for me. And the being in the present, as Carl and I both said, being here in the now, being acutely aware and giving attention to the present moment, just does wonders for me. Just the quieting down and not having to be here, there, and everywhere, and not having a full calendar just seems to be such a great healer. And I wanted to also say, in terms of you say our practice, again, just learning to love oneself, to really like and love yourself. And back in 2009, your show, you opened up, you said, can you hear and feel the magnetic pull of the universe as it calls us back to divine order?
Wow, you are a good student.
The mind, higher levels of love and consciousness to lead us out of fear and to restore order. And I wanted to say to Carol, when she, like you said, about God and so forth, and we all have our own path and our faith and so forth, but there's a piece of scripture that says, if a man knows what he knows, or if he really knows God, then he knows, and that's all there is. And we think about the King Solomon asked for wisdom, and we're often asking for different things and so forth, but to really, when you say, put things into practice in a very practical sense, just to be learning to be still, you'll be surprised. The answer, the here and now, and the answers will come.
Either of you perhaps speak to this? We have 2 minutes, but for me, I started off in meditation with a whole lot of questions, and I think initially I had a lot of contemplative moments where I would get quiet and then I would drop these questions in the middle of my meditation. I have found that I no longer need to ask questions anymore.
Yes.
The need to keep asking these questions is gone, and the need to be silent.
And I think that's mature. To me, I'm growing up a little bit. And again, in scripture it says, when you're a child, you do as a child. But as an adult, you come into being more spiritually aware, growing. And I've definitely, Reverend Norman, I had lots of questions. And now I'm much calmer. I'm much calmer. Don't have a need to ask a lot, just to take in the moment.
Just take in a moment, because in a moment we'll eventually, you know, there's a piece of scripture that says, be still and know that I am God. Which means if I am God, I know it all, and whatever you need to know, I'll filter it to you.
I'll provide you that information.
That's right. Very quickly, we got 1 minute, Carol. What's your comment on that? How has your meditation changed, for example?
Well, exactly. My favorite quote is, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven,
ooh,
and everything will be added unto you. And that has been where my spiritual path has guided me to that point, where all I have to do is seek God, and the rest is going to be added. And, you know, the direction is given, the information I need at the moment is present when I need it. And I love what Cynthia said, and I was going to say that in the morning, I don't do anything that special anymore except for prayer, surrender, like I said. But when I start doing everything else, going to the kitchen, I try to do everything in love. Like when Cynthia said love, I was like, that's what I was going to mention. You know,
so you have grown to that place of understanding that everything, cooking, washing dishes,
washing the dishes,
mopping the floor, the love, you allow the love to pour. Oh, ladies, this is just wonderful. And this is the mark of growth along the path. When you allow the light to take away the resentment, allow the light to take away the fear and the anger, and you open up the heart, your practice has taken you to the place where you can open up your heart and just let love flow in. Let light come in and come out in everything that we do. This is absolutely amazing, because what you are in fact giving to us is those steps of growth, the place where you can mark your growth. Mm-hmm. And I just thank you both for sharing that so powerfully. I also thank you both for making a statement that leads right into my next show, which is going to talk about a number of people have this problem, it seems, that I am religious and I plunge. And what I'm hearing coming naturally from both of you is that neither of you have given up your religious beliefs.
Right.
Right.
I hear that quite strongly. Your morning meditation, your daily walk includes the faith statements that is a part of your religion. But yet you have flowed. The word is flowed. You have flowed naturally into spirituality, which is about living these concepts and these beliefs in an everyday, daily kind of walk. And I want to thank you and bless you for sharing that with us. Don't go away. We're just taking a break, and we will be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we have Carol and Cynthia keeping us on our toes today by sharing so much from their own journey and the trials along the way. I wanted to share off the air. I got permission to share this. I am sure, like me, you are being blessed by this amazingly calm, peaceful spirit that is Cynthia, that is sharing her journey with us. She's given me permission to let you know that she is a cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. And that in the middle of all, what that speaks to me of is that we're on a journey. It doesn't mean that because we are on this spiritual journey, all things will be absolutely perfect, peachy, creamy, hunky-dory. There are challenges along the way, but that if we stick with the concepts, the beliefs, the knowing that we've come to know, and we stay in practice, then we can be taken to that very, very peaceful place. Cynthia, you had a quotation you wanted to share with us. What was that?
I wanted to let the audience, the listeners know, I truly believe and know this. We are spirits having a human experience. And
wow.
Another concept, real quickly, is the eye of the storm. Being a student of Spirituality 101 and Reprogramming Your Life, Enlightened Living, for years we discuss being in the eye of the storm. And for those who are Christians or who know this song, Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are high. Mm-hmm. Cares not that I perish. And the reframe is, peace be still.
Peace be still. So what I'm hearing is that your practices, ladies, have taken you to a level of peacefulness. Is that what I'm hearing?
No matter what happens.
No matter what happens. It, mm-hmm. And it's not easy, like you said. It's not peachy creamy all the time. And sometimes it's two steps forward, one step back. But in the midst of it all, the peace is there.
There is peace. Is anybody experiencing what I'm experiencing also? Right now, we're being challenged by the global changes, the storms, and everything else. But I find myself in that place when I enter into that sacred, silent meditation place. There is a peacefulness that comes over me that allows me to be able to pray for and make intercessions without a whole lot of the emotional drama. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It does. It does.
Two or more gathered, so it's the peace.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yes.
It's very much where I think when Cynthia said we're spiritual, having a human experience, I believe that my soul and, you know, Reverend Norma, you always say, that we argue for the right to be here in these, I know this is what you're going to say at the end of the show, in these auspicious times. But
yes.
I really believe that we did. Cynthia.
Yes.
We argued for the right to be here because we knew, our soul knew at this time what was needed for the co-creation of the new transition into love. There would need to be people like us. There would need to be people like us who are calm in the middle of the storm. There would need to be people like us who can pray without getting caught up in the emergency that we're praying for. We're praying for, but we're not a part of it. We don't have to join in on the crisis. We can stand and be still and know that God
knows.
Is
that God
enough?
Is.
God is enough.
Ladies, I want to thank you for the amazing growth you have demonstrated here in this small conversation that we have had. I'm not sure if you had stopped to really make some of the analogies that have been made here today by what's coming out of your mouth. But what I hear is coming out of your own journey is the ability to be still and know God, is the ability to enter sacred silence, the powerful motivating factor of meditation and being still, the growth that says that you can be still in the middle of the storm, the following the rhythm of the universe by beginning the day in a sacred place, in a sacred moment. And you know, if you're very busy and you have lots of kids, your sacred moment could be that moment when you drop the last kid off and you get into the car and you take 60 seconds before you turn the engine on.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be long. If it's long, it's wonderful. But we can do this thing, this connection, reaching out and connecting. And as we do, the growth begins to shine forth in our smiles, in our love, in our joy, in our compassion. Thank you so much, Cynthia and Carol, for sharing with us on the show today. And may your journey continue to be blessed. And may you continue to be the light workers that you are on the planet. And please know that we're sending much light and much joy to that brand new soul that has come to join us on this journey of being light workers. For those of you listening to my voice, thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us today. And remember, if you're on planet Earth right now, you argued for the right to be born at this time so that you may be a part of the evolutionary shift. Walk softly, gently on the planet and ask that your heart be absolutely opened to the feel and the rhythm of love, because we walk in love and in light. We become the light. Thank you so much. Peace, blessings, and much light.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.